What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alwin the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure to go to alanthesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch, and also don't forget to check out some of my donation links. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives. So remember, help you, help me make the world a better place. Let's get into it. The first subject is science. Now, I read an article from Science Daily, and it talks about a new catalyst that can make natural gas burn a lot cleaner. So this article discusses how researchers have built a catalyst made up of 10 different elements that can lower the combustion temperature of methane. Anyone want to guess what the heck I'm talking about? Well, basically, methane is a producer of carbon dioxide. So the article points out that if we can lower the combustion level of methane, we can reduce the amount of greenhouse gases and pollutants released into the atmosphere. It also points out that natural gas is one of our cleanest fossil fuels and that this catalyst can be used with natural gas to reduce greenhouse gas emissions when burned in cars and households. So here's the thing. I don't think that, just my thoughts. I don't think that anybody would really have a problem with fossil fuels if like they weren't polluting our atmosphere. The thing is, the fact that they are makes them so dangerous. That's why people want to limit their uses. So I don't know, for someone like me who wants to see us reach a type one civilization, and it's not so much that I hold a personal grudge against fossil fuels, it's more so that I would want us using stronger sources of energy, you know, so we can be able to travel the galaxy and awesome stuff like that. So for me, like, even if fossil fuels wasn't like dangerously destroying our atmosphere, I still wouldn't want to keep using them. But obviously this is one way to tackle the issue, you know, and I like the fact that these people have gotten, I like the fact that these people decided to take this interesting avenue, which is create this catalyst in order to lower the combustion temperature of methane. I think it's really interesting. This is one way to tackle the issue. People are talking about how we're going to experience a 2-degree global increase in temperature. So it's probably best not to use fossil fuels at all. Like this catalyst is, you know, great, but I think that going forward, we should all try and come up with a plan that will help limit, like just not even limit, just like cut out fossil fuels entirely and try to find renewable forms of energy. So yeah, I this is one interesting way to go about it though. I think it's really interesting. I think it'd be weird though if like the government one day decided that they would mandate this catalyst to go into everyone's bodies in a pill format. Just because we fart methane too. So what if the government decided one day to take control of our lives and they said, everybody take your catalyst pills. Like that way every single time you fart, you'll limit the amount of methane. And we're doing our part, you know, to limit climate change. Everybody take your pill. Also be interesting to see the government try and come into studios, you know, force rappers to put these catalysts, sprinkle a little bit of this catalyst over their mixtapes. Like, your mixtape is too hot. Like, relax, chill out. Is there a fire in here? Why do I sound like Obama? Anyway, that's that subject. The next article I read was from The Verge. And it's basically about a company by the name of Mode that's designed a smart vape device that lets you measure your dosage more accurately. The makers of the Mode smart cannabis device says it solves the dosing problem using a high-res pressure sensor to determine how much a user is inhaling and a prediction algorithm that determines how many micromilligrams a user is getting per puff based on the cartridge. The device also has a mobile app that lets users track their dosage over time, which is helpful information if you're testing out a new strain or if you decide that your dosage is too strong or too weak. Mode is available for pre-order and will retail for $100 when it's available later this year. And the company is aiming early for this summer. So yeah, I don't know too much about the cannabis industry. If this device was created to help save money and time, like this is honestly awesome. Looks great in my book. I definitely feel like something like this would have been useful for, you know, a lot of people who used to torture me with vape smoke back in high school. I remember I would just sit in the back of the bus and dudes would just blow vape smoke in my face like it was cool. Like, and I hated when people do that, man. And I remember I used to complain about it too, man. I used to be like, come on, man, I have asthma. Relax. And they'll just be like, relax, man, it's water vapor. Chill out. I used to struggle, man. What also, I used to go through it, man. I'm telling you, it made you want to fight somebody. Some people will probably say, though, that, oh, Alan, it's your fault, because you know how crazy the back of the bus gets. So you should have been sitting at the front of the bus. I know that. But I just wanted to be cool. It was a struggle back there, man. Like, it was like the jungle. But nah, like, and this device definitely also would have been useful for me too the first time I ever tried weed in my entire life. Like, if I had limited the dosage, like, because I remember the first time I smoked weed, I took like 100 hits, man. I was gone. I couldn't feel my face. I was finished. And that was the worst thing to do, given that it was my very first time. So you know that I was really, like, I was really out of my mind that day. They should have something like this for edibles too, man, so people don't go overboard. Like, just... Because I took an edible for the first time too the other day, and I was just like, and you know what, only like, and you know it varies from person to person, but mine kicked in after like an hour, and I was like, oh man, was I in an insane place? where am I? But that's that subject. The last subject is psychology, y'all. I read an article from Science Daily, and it's a study that talks about how meaningful lockdown activity is more satisfying than keeping yourself busy. So the study talks about how people pursue meaningful activity during COVID-19 lockdown to feel more satisfied than people who just try to keep themselves busy. So you're better off taking what you love and using it to suit your social distancing measures. So for example, if you love taking morning walks with your friends, why not do a Zoom exercise session? Dr. Lauren Sailing, one of the researchers in the study, puts it this way. Busyness riles you up, prompting you to change your behavior. But meaningful activity, doing what you enjoy, calms you down. And the way to understand it is that when you do what you love, you feel balanced. But when you're engaged in mindless activities, you're less fulfilled. Yeah, man, I agree with this 100%. Like, I really feel like all of these, you know, psychology studies are literally just like being taken from my brain. Not to say that I'm smarter than them and, oh, I'm coming up with these studies by my, you guys know what I'm saying. I'm just saying stupid stuff out of my head at this point, but like, I'm smarter than the researchers. This is all from my brain. I should have wrote articles on this years ago. I really vibe with these articles a lot, because it's true, man. Whenever I'm sitting here in my apartment and I'm making these videos, you know, or I'm helping, you know, my brothers, I'm helping my mother with my brothers, giving them life advice and stuff like that. Or, you know, I'm just like taking care of myself, or, you know, just learning how to make different types of foods, or even learning a new skill, like giving myself a haircut. I really feel fulfilled at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Because I'm doing meaningful work. This is something that makes me feel good about myself. Like, I'm actively improving myself every single day. I'm not just sitting here in the, you know, apartment, just like feeling like a weirdo. Like, like the weirdo I am, like, but extra, extra weirdo status. Like the type of weirdos that just like sit there all day and don't even say nothing to nobody. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, meaningful work is extremely important. I think it's very, very, I think it's very important for people to find what it is that they love, you know, so that they can do that every single day and feel fulfilled. Yeah, I can't say the same, you know, whenever I'm masturbating or playing Mario Kart, you know, because there's always that feeling of emptiness, you know what I mean? I mean, I love Mario Kart, don't get me wrong, but I always feel less fulfilled sometimes, because I feel like I'm not really working towards anything. I mean, I guess you could say I'm working towards becoming the greatest Mario Kart player in the entire world, but like, I feel like unless I'm doing it on a stream or something like that, you know what I mean? Like if I'm doing something that's like, if, and I know money doesn't matter as much, but like, I feel like if I'm doing something alongside it that will make, you know, that will help improve my life in some type of way, like streaming and whatnot, like, yeah, like I'll feel a bit fulfilled. But other than that, man, it's, to be honest, it'd be a struggle sometimes when you're just sitting alone inside all day, and, you know, you feel like even though you're having fun doing, you know, what you love and stuff like that. Like me, like playing Mario Kart, like sometimes you can still feel empty because you're not actively really improving your life in a sense. I don't even know if that makes sense, but just doing the best I can here. But anyway, guys, yeah, that's the last subject. Very short episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Word of advice. Yeah, don't do too much. Don't take too many hits of weed because you'll get as high as I did and you'll have a very incredible out-of-body experience, but not the kind that you'll enjoy. Just... And this is the first, this is if you're doing it for the very first time. Like, get high off life, everybody. Yay, oxygen. You know what I'm saying? But don't get too high off life. You know, that can be, I can hear that can be really dangerous. Like, anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the ATS podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching me on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, comment below, and hit that bell for notifications. And if you're watching me on any of my, if you're listening to me on any of my podcast hosting sites, make sure that you hit that follow button or you subscribe. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.